Today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
You have to listen to this podcast.
All right, we're here at Seven Locks Brewing in Rockville, Maryland, everybody. What a great place. Now, I hope you all are enjoying the local flavors of Seven Locks Brewing. And what do you have? You know what you have?
I have the Billy Goat Ale, Session IPA. Yep. Quite delicious.
Nice. What about you? Do you have anything?
That's what I have, yes.
All right. And thanks very much to Kelly. Thanks for helping us out, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly. We know we're projecting because she waved. Yeah. So we're getting all the way back.
Give her a big tip. All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We're here at Suburbs Fest, and we are recording episodes with some of the people who we love, who came out to Suburbs Fest. And one guy you talk about all the time, I can't get you to stop talking, is Herb Fernandez.
That's right.
He's here at the table right now.
Yep.
Yes, yes.
And thank you for making the drive down, sir. Sure. It's good to see you.
From where?
Anytime, guys.
Where are you? Where do you hail from?
Middletown, New Jersey.
What exit is that?
That is exit 114.
All right. Okay. And we're going to set 10 minutes here, Herb. And what's the topic you'd like to discuss?
The only reason we're all here right now is obviously this wonderful podcast you guys put together. I can't even imagine the work that it takes to put all this together and stuff. And a little background. I started listening to Dad Rock.
Yep, the old show.
I was at a fundraiser that my family was at. I walk into the place, and my sister, Maria, comes up to me going, you have to listen to this podcast. and I was like, whoa, okay, what is it? And she told me. So I listened to it, and it was, you guys were in the middle of an REM breaking down all their albums.
Yep.
And I was hooked. So I started from the beginning. That was like episode 30-something. Started from the beginning, made it the whole way through. And then you had your little lull in between and all that. And you started this, and it was great. And I was wondering, what podcasts do you guys listen to, if any, to listen, whether it's music or sports or pop culture, whatever?
All right, that's the topic?
That's the podcast that we listen to.
All right. You want to start or you want
to? Besides this one, obviously.
Right. And then we're going to ask you the same question. Okay. All right, okay, go ahead.
Well, it was kind of embarrassing at the end of 2021. You know how Spotify gives you your year-end report of like what you listen to the most and all that? And my most listened to podcast was not Rockin' the Suburbs, so it's kind of embarrassing. I listened to a podcast called The Totally Football Show that's hosted by James Richardson, and it's basically about the English Premier League. So I listened to that a lot. I went through a period of listening to Sound Opinions, the two guys out of Chicago, and also listening to... can't believe I can't think of it. Robin Hilton and Bob from NPR.
All Songs Considered.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I'm out on them.
Yeah. And Well, at one point I stopped listening to them because I thought subconsciously it was starting to like affect, you know, what I was actually saying when I was talking to Jim. And I was like, maybe I should not listen to that because there's two guys talking about music, right? So I eliminated those. Another one I love is called 99% Invisible. I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but... it's a really good podcast about human-centered design, and they do all these really interesting things. Like, they'll do an episode on the history of the drinking fountain, or, like, one time there was a country that tried to switch from driving on the right side of the road to the left side of the road, you know, like, on one day, and how they went about doing that. So that's a really cool podcast, too. But those are, like, the main ones that I listen to.
All right, so I got to tell you something. I've cut back on my podcast listening within the last several months because if I don't listen to Rockin' the Suburbs radio at every opportunity, then, you know, Keith Jacobson will, you know, I have to suffer the wrath of Keith Jacobson, right? So so there's that. So there's, you know, you want to listen to Rockin' the Suburbs radio whenever you have a free moment. Do that. The And also, like Patrick said, I actually cut back on my music podcast listening because, yes, I felt like I want to, like, how much is this influencing my original thoughts that I want to have on this show, right? So there's that. I will give a shout out to Rock Solid. I listen to Rock Solid with Pat Francis. I like that show a lot. But it's as much about them just sort of goofing around as talking, you know, about music. So that's what makes it fun. But the podcast that I'm totally hooked on now, and my wife loves it too, so it's great car listening, is The Office Ladies, which is Jenna Fisher, who played Pam on The Office, and Angela Kinsey, who played Angela on The Office. And they talk about each episode, and they tell you, like, things behind the scenes, stuff about the episodes and stuff like that. And I've probably seen every Office episode 10 times.
Oh, yeah, I'm there,
you know? So, so it's fun to listen to all that stuff. So that's pretty much it for me on the podcast.
There is a podcast that I started listening to, and I got pretty far the way through it. And it was a podcast. I can't remember what the title of it is. I think it's called You Don't Know Mojack or something like that. But they went through every SST Records release.
Ooh,
and I got up to somewhere in the 90s when they started releasing a lot more weird. You know, they were putting out DC3 and St. Vitus and all that stuff. And I kind of drifted off and never came back to it. But that was another one I've listened to recently. But I do like the series that are like,
limited series kind
of
thing?
Yeah, that are like, I know, was it Spotify who did that one on The Clash? Thank you, Niklas. With Chuck D was hosting it,
I like
right?
that.
Yeah, so anything was like a history.
The Husker Du one is
that was really
great.
Good.
That's a really good one from The Current, I think.
Yep.
Like the White Stripes.
There was a White Stripes one that was pretty good that was limited.
So people who don't feel the need to blather on for 1,400 episodes or that kind of thing, is that what you're saying?
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Herb? What podcasts do you listen to?
Well, I have to listen to Bill Simmons.
Okay.
That is the first one I ever listened to, really. And the WTF with Marc Maron.
Mm-hmm.
All his episodes.
You've got to fast forward about through the first 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then it's good.
And and then it pretty much, well, I guess lately it's been a lot of your buddy, Conan O'Brien.
He is my buddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're tight.
Broken Bread.
That's right. Absolutely.
And they're on basically all the time.
Okay.
And obviously you guys are every day. So, and, The Men in Blazers, that's the only
I forgot about them. Yeah, I used to listen to them a lot.
Yeah, they crack me up. Yeah. I love those guys.
I love their
little offshoots, you know, they do a couple one-off things. And as far as music-wise, I only really listen to, there's Political Beats, National Review puts it out. But it's really interesting because they do real big deep dives. I mean, they're a long podcast. They talk to different reporters of all stripes. It's not political at all. And they'll do, you know, sometimes 3-hour podcasts, 2 and 3 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but it's really good. And that's really the only one I listen to. Oh, no, the Malcolm Gladwell. Revisionist History, and then stuff he does with Rick Rubin on Spotify.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's that one and all, well, obviously, and then all because of you guys, the, you know, Rhinestone and
Cocaine Rhinestone.
Oh, yes.
Rhinestone.
Cocaine and Rhinestone.
And even
great.
Your favorite band Sucked with Tyler Mahan Co. And,
yeah.
That's it. And there's a lot of one-offs, you know, Hardcore History with Dan Carlin, not about pornography.
No.
So.
A different. I'll tell you, I'm glad you mentioned Men in Blazers because I actually did this, and I consider this to be, like, really embarrassing. I mean, if you're a fan of a podcast and you actually show up in person with other people who listen to the podcast, like, that's really embarrassing. Like, at that point,
who
you got to ask
yourself,
what is wrong with
that? That sounds insane.
No, but the Men in Blazers, Raj, Roger Bennett, he would always just go around to bars, and he would put on Twitter, like, hey, I'm drinking at this bar tonight. Anybody in D.C. want to come and see me? So I actually went down there and met him in person and took a picture with him and chatted with him. He couldn't have been nicer. Bought him a Guinness, of course, because he had about 15 Guinness that people had bought him. But that was really great. And that podcast is a great example, I think, of how, I mean, they have, like, events, and they made Hall of Fame and everything. Yeah. So, that was really, really fun. I did feel like I was meeting – somebody I kind of knew.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're in my car all the time.
Same thing here. It's like,
I appreciate that. So you're a Liverpool guy, huh?
Yes.
For a long time, or you just sort of jump on the Liverpool?
I wasn't going to be any fan. I started, I've been a kind of soccer aficionado since I was little, but never could follow it because there was no internet.
Yeah.
Right.
It
right.
was never on TV.
How would you
and
get,
it was, right? it was never, I would catch like, you know, World Cup and stuff like that and hear about it. And technically, I should be an Arsenal fan because that's the first team I ever even heard of. When I was 10 years old, I was sitting at my kitchen table looking at the New York Daily News and seeing this, you know, English soccer league. I'm like, what is this? And I'm looking at it, didn't know what any of the teams were. Might have known Liverpool only because of the Beatles. But Arsenal, right. I thought, that's the coolest name.
Yeah.
And then because of later Nick Hornby, I read all his stuff.
Yep.
And then
Fever Pitch, yeah.
Yeah, and reading, Arsenal. But then when NBC Sports picked it up, I started watching it for real. And I'm watching, I'm like, I'm not going to follow any team. I'm just going to be. And I'm going to watch defense because that's one thing I didn't really understand. You can understand offense. You can follow offense.
Right.
And I hated Arsenal. I thought they sucked. They were like the worst.
Are you hearing this, Nick Scalera?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It's an Arsenal guy over there. Yeah.
They're a lot better now, but at the time. And little by I just fell in love with Liverpool.
What?
And Jurgen Klopp, watch his interviews, and I'm like, how come we can't have
gotta
coaches
be
like that?
Yeah, that's right.
It was stupid.
All right.
And it was just... So I'd say definitely since like 2018, they're my team.
All right. Okay. We'll accept that. Let's move on from this.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sorry about that. And I'm a Cowboys fan.
Oh
my God.
Yeah.
All right.
Bag of questions.
We're going to give
you they sucked. I'm talking about, you know.
How are you a Cowboys? Wait. How are you
from the 70s?
How are you a Cowboys fan in New Jersey? That doesn't.
Are you be surprised? Because of all the Giants and Jet fans.
Oh, there you go. All right. Right. Nothing will piss them off more than being a Cowboys fan.
Exactly.
Doesn't compute. All right. Pick a number between 1 and 20.
7.
I've already lost count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. Here's your question. Your random question. Ready, Herb?
All right.
Your question is, wouldn't it be nice?
It all depends. And my mood that day, yes. It would be nice.
All right.
Be nice. Okay.
In fact, this is nice.
All right. Well,
this is nice.
Herb, for a prize, are you interested in a CD or vinyl?
Definitely CDs because I don't have a turntable.
Well, we had a new entry, folks, and this is the year of the muffin. This is 52 songs that Frank Muffin did in 2021. So
it's always the year of the muffin.
That's right. I think you got to go for that, unless you want to go for Red, White, and Crew.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'll pass.
And we do have a cassette, ladies and gentlemen. This is actually a really cool garage rock band from Virginia called the Archaics, and this is a live tape of theirs. We have one sealed copy of that left. He actually runs a record store in Leesburg near Jim's house.
It's very cool.
That's an option.
That's good, too.
Okay.
You're going to go for a year of the muffin?
And before you go, one quick thing. Smithereen shirt I see there with the New Jersey.
Oh, Smithereens. Yeah. That's very New Jersey style.
Love it. You know.
Jersey Hall of Fame?
Yeah. That, well, I hope to be there one day. But,
we'll write you in.
Yeah, I'm not doing a hell of a lot to earn my keep. But
after this, your stock's going to rise.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen this? I assume you've seen the Smithereens live, right?
Yes.
Great band, right? Don't you think?
Fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sort of the soul of rock and roll in those guys. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Herb.
Thank you, Herb, very much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to somebody else here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
With us has been Herb Fernandez. Thanks very much.
Woo!
Thank you, Herb.
Thanks, guys. I want to love, but it comes out wrong. And I hated Arsenal.